Hello, welcome to Let's Edu Communicate. We are a group of second year from Jose Echurri Vera Secondary School. This is Radio Churri and the community radio station of Leganés, Eco Leganés.
Today we are going to speak about author rights, human rights and football, video games and human rights.
All these topics are related to the Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that everyone has the right to participate and take part in the culture.
Our school is participating this year in the project The Cube, together with the Embassy of Sweden and the Raoul Wallenberg Academy, in order to promote the Declaration of Human Rights.
You are listening to Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Let's get it started. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me.
Hello, welcome to your radio section. This is a group of secondary year school students and we are going to talk about video games and human rights. But first, we are going to introduce yourselves. And we are Jorge, Juanma, Cesar and me, Marcos.
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm tall and a very friendly person. I like playing video games on PlayStation and drink Nesty. I have straight and black hair and I don't like physics and chemistry.
Hello, my name is Jorge. I'm a medium height and black hair. I like basketball and I don't like ballet.
Hello, I'm Cesar. I'm 14 years old and I'm tall. I like playing video games with my friends. I don't like going to school.
Hello, this is Juanma. I'm medium height and brown hair. I like sports and video games and I don't like the school.
And now, let's speak about video games and human rights. Human rights are the rights that we basically have for existing as human beings. They are not guaranteed by any state. These universal rights are inherent to all of us, regardless of nationality, gender, ethnic or national origin, color, religion, language or any other status. They range from the most fundamental right, the right to life, to those that give value to your life, such as the rights to food, education, work, health, and freedom. You can find more info on OHCHR.org, which is the website to the United Nations of Human Rights.
A video game is made up of a multitude of different creations, not just the software itself, it also has its own script, a plot, some illustration, animation and music, among other elements. There are video games that are true work of art. How is all this project under the framework of copyright?
Amnesty International has presented a video game application to facilitate learning about human rights. Amnesty International game is called Raider Kite, video game, and it tries to raise awareness about human rights. It designed to strengthen the human rights movement through education.
There are many more popular games that use human rights in their narrative. For example, this happened to The Last of Us, a game that has been popular now for years and now has its own series. This video game promotes the right to life in a world of limited possibilities. In human rights, the most important rights are health, education, identity, and participation. In conclusion, video games with human rights in mind are possible.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Love.
Hello, we are Raúl, Marcela and César. We study the second year secondary school at IES José de Churriguera and we are going to speak about human rights and football. But first, we are going to describe ourselves.
Hello, this is Raúl. I am tall, brown hair and very talkative. I like playing football, speaking French, and playing video games. I do like study, physics, and chemistry.
Hello, this is Marcela. I am short brown hair. I am very cheerful. I like sleeping and nesting. I don't like English exam.
Hello, this is Cesar. I am tall, brown hair, and very cheerful. I like playing football, playing video games, and sleeping. I don't like dance. And now let's speak about football and human rights. Marcela is going to speak women's football. Raúl is going to speak about LGBTQ rights in football. And I am going to speak about racism in football. In current football, many racist acts can be seen. For example, one of the best footballers, Vinicius Jr., is harshly insulted by the fans of the rival team. He receives insults like monkey, black, go to your country, and other horrible expressions.
Today, the dream of many children is to become footballers like their greatest idols. Many people have not been able to become a footballer because they do not have enough level. Many people have had to hide their sexual orientation in order to reach the highest level of football. Players like Josh Cavallo, a player in the English league, have not revealed their sexual orientation until now, for fear of not being able to achieve their dream.
In conclusion, racism and LGBTQ phobia are a problem in current football. We are all equal. People shouldn't be judged because of their color, gender, or orientation.
Hello, we are Sebas, Ethan and Raúl. We are going to speak about the exploitation of workers in Qatar during the World Cup, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Sebastian. I'm 13 years old. I'm short, black hair and sporty. I like playing video games with friends and playing football. I don't like studying and doing homework.
Hello, I am Ethan. I am medium height, kind and blonde. I like video games and dog. And I don't like studying and doing homework.
Hello, my name is Raúl. I'm creative. My favorite food is pasta. My favorite game is football, but I'm very bad. I don't like studying, but I need this to have a good job in the future.
And now we are going to speak about the exploitation of workers in Qatar during the World Cup.
The FIFA World Cup from November 18th to December 18, 2022 took place after years of serious migrant labor and human rights violations in Qatar.
Campaigners have highlighted human rights violations that include the illegality of homosexuality, the deaths of thousands of migrant workers and 5-year prison sentences for protesting. FIFA should have acknowledged that China Qatar lacked the infrastructure for the World Cup. Millions of migrant workers will be needed to build and operate the stadium and structure.
The facilities for the tournament include 8 stadiums, an airport expansion, a new metro, multiple hotels, and new quay infrastructure, and an estimated cost of $220 billion.
FIFA has the responsibility to identify and remedy this abuse, and accordance with the United Nations guiding principles on business and human rights. These principles describe FIFA on human rights policy and how the global football governing body can more effectively address serious violations in Qatar and mitigate harm.
Migrant workers and their families are demanding compensation for FIFA and the Qatari authorities for abuse, including unexplained death suffered by workers in the build-up to the 2022 FIFA Men's World Cup.
Sponsors and FIFA want to act immediately to protect Qatari migrant workers from abuse, because we have searched information and we have seen that they have detected 8 forms of exploitation suffered by some workers in the world of the Khalifa Stadium as the Aspire Zone.
In conclusion, the migrants are protesting the abuse committed by FIFA, and we believe that they could have been avoided with better labor conditions and recognition of their work.
Welcome to our radio section. We are a group of second year school secondary students for José de Churriguera School. Today we are going to speak about author rights, but first we are going to do it ourselves.
Hello, my name is Adrián. I am a good person and I have brown eyes and hair. I like playing football and meeting my friends. I don't like maths and history.
Hello, my name is Patricia. I'm short and I have brown short hair. I like playing volleyball and listen to music. I don't like football and I hate maths.
Hello, I am Leo. I have short brown hair and I'm very creative. I like eating soup, playing football and watching TV. I don't like playing basketball and I don't like homework.
Hello, I am Eva. I am a funny person. I have brown hair and eyes. I like listening to music and hanging out with my friends. I don't like high school and I hate physics and chemistry.
And now let's talk about author rights. People often use their author rights and literary rights to mean copyrights. Copyrights are legal rights and attack to creating type of intellectual property. Copyrights are guaranteed under the laws of several countries to authors. Copyrights give intellectual owners that exclusive right to the work, with some exceptions.
Copyright is a set of legal norms and principles that affirm the moral and patrimonial rights that the law grants to authors. Copyright for the simple fact of creating a literary, artistic, musical, or scientific work of didactic. Whether published or unpublished, copyright laws in Western countries began in 1710.
Copyright is the recognition that the state might favor of creators of literary and artistic works. Copyright grants protection so that the author enjoys progressive and exclusive privilege of a personal and patrimonial nature.
The main advantages of copyright are framed in the fact of protecting the intellectual property of human beings. Comparing this type of property with that of a material nature, in which there are documents and laws that protect and legislate private property, there exists a way of registering works, which is the Creative Commons. Creative Commons is an international non-profit organization that empowers people to create. The biggest disadvantage of Creative Commons is its little knowledge of on the part of society. A large part of those who do not have knowledge about intellectual property will be totally unaware that there are other licenses different from copyright.
To sum up, author rights we are a way protects of creation. If someone wants to use creation, they have to reorganize that one part of their work belongs of the original author. We believe that author rights are important, but they are sometimes useless. For example, what can we do if we don't have access to culture? From our point of view, we should have other ways to access culture and develop our ideas and share our thoughts. We hope you have liked this session.
Hello, today I am going to talk about black people rights in the USA. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, I am Roman. I am tall, I have blonde hair, I like video games, and my favorite are open world. I don't like studying.
Hello, this is Genesis. I am short, brown-haired and very funny. I like reading and painting. I don't like playing basketball. And now, let's speak about African-American rights in the USA. We are going to first, Roman is going to give you a historical background of this USA. I am going to tell you the history of first African American to win an Oscar, Hattie McDaniel.
Since the creation of the United States, the white population has had more rights and privileges than the black population. For instance, the white even had advantages in education. Racism over various minorities has been present in the US since the colonial era. This is because the Europeans brought slaves from Africa to America to work the land. But when the Europeans were expelled, the slaves stayed in America. Before 1865, the majority of African Americans were slaves. During that time, the US had a civil war that started because the South still used slaves unlike the North, among other things. The war took 4 years and the North won over the South. That meant that the slaves were freed and slavery prohibited. In general, in the past, a lot of minorities were treated like animals, not only in the US but around the world.
Hattie McDaniel was an American actress, singer, songwriting, and comedian. For her role as
Mommy in Going with the Wind in 1939. She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, becoming the first African-American to win an Oscar. She was two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. McDaniel experienced racism and racial segregation throughout her career and was unable to attend the premiere of Gone with the Wind in Atlanta because it was held at a white-only theater. At the Oscar ceremony in Los Angeles, she sat at segregated table at the seat of the room.
In conclusion, racism against black people has existed since the creation of the USA. It is still a problem despite the efforts and measures taken to eliminate it. And one example of a victim of racism and segregation was Hattie McDaniel, who was the first African American to win an Oscar. Unfortunately, racism and discrimination against African American people are still present in the USA.
Thank you for listening.
We are a group of second year from José de Churriguera Secondary School.
We hope you have liked the program.
You can listen to more of our programs at radiochurri.blogspot.com.
Don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
¿Estás escuchando?
Radio Churri.
Somos la voz del Instituto José de Churriguera.
Estos son tus micros, hazte escuchar.